A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. What are the things that we see in the life of a genuine worshiper? We have seen humility, availability, gratitude, complete trust in God. And yesterday we saw the ability to lay it down. These are the characteristics and the things we see in the life of a genuine worshiper. This morning, I'd like us to consider one other characteristic of a genuine worshiper, and that is indifference to reward or praise. A genuine worshiper is indifferent to praise, the praise of men, or to reward. He is not bothered. He is not moved by reward or by appreciation. A genuine worshiper does not live on the praise of others. He doesn't survive on the praise of others. Many years ago, as a young preacher, I felt unappreciated. I felt not praised for the things that God was doing through me and with me. I felt disturbed. And I had the voice of the Holy Spirit as God spoke expressly to me. God said, "If you wait for the applause of men, you forfeit my own approval." So I came to that conclusion. Anybody who waits for the applause of men will forfeit the approval of God. A genuine worshiper does not wait for the applause of men. He does not wait for people to clap for him for what he has done. A genuine worshiper recognizes that he is what he is by the grace of God. He has what he has by the grace of God. And whatever he is able to do, he does it by the grace that God has given unto him. And so he does not wait, he does not thrive on the applause or the appreciation of men. As a genuine worshiper, go ahead, whether you are appreciated for what you are doing or for what you have done or not, go ahead. Whether you are being praised for what you have done or for what you are doing, go ahead. Don't wait for the applause of men. If you do, you might forfeit the approval of God. And I hope you know, I am sure you know, that the approval of God is much more to be desired than the applause of men. The approval of God is what gives you eternal reward and benefit. The applause of men does not last beyond this terrestrial ball. So don't wait for the applause of men. Don't wait for the appreciation. Go ahead in spite of not being appreciated or not being applauded by men. A genuine worshiper does not allow the praise or appreciation of men to get into his head. When men praise you, don't let it get into your head. A genuine worshiper knows where to turn the praise to. When laurel have been given to him, a genuine worshiper knows where to turn it. The 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, the Bible says, they laid down their crowns before God. The laurel, the crown that they had, they laid it before God to worship. They were not really interested or fixated on their crowns or the laurel that they had. So a genuine worshiper does not allow the praise or appreciation of men to get into his head. Don't let it get to you when men are praising you. Don't let it get to you when men are applauding you. We have seen some young ministers of God. They were praised, they were applauded by men, and they allowed the praise, the appreciation of people to get into their head, and that immediately turn to the voice of God for them to launch out and start their own ministry. They have started, and all they could see is struggles and troubles and toiling in ministry because God did not send them, because they have allowed the praise and the appreciation of men to get into their head. Let the donkey that Jesus is riding into Jerusalem not think that people who are shouting Hosanna, who are putting clothes and branches of trees on the ground for him to pass, let that donkey not think they are doing that because of him. Rather, they are doing it because of Jesus that this donkey is carrying. So a genuine worshiper does not allow the praise or appreciation of men to get into his head. Neither does he feel bad when not appreciated or praised by men. A genuine worshiper does not feel bad that he's not being praised. Don't feel bad that they are not praising you. Don't allow it to get to you. A genuine worshiper also is not serving or working for God because of, quote, what is in it for me, unquote. They are always looking for what to get in whatever assignment you give to them. What is in it for me is always their watchword. Give an assignment to a man who is not a genuine worshiper, who worships God by mouth or lips alone, is not a genuine worshiper. Give him an assignment, give him a responsibility. He begins to look for what is in it for him. What can I get from this? What can I gain from this? That will be his concern. Send him on an errand. He is looking for what to gain in that errand. And that is why you see people who are not genuine worshipers in the house of God. They are given an assignment to procure anything or something for the church. They inflate the price. They pad it because there must be something in it for them. That is not a genuine worshiper. A genuine worshiper is not moved by reward or appreciation. He is indifferent to reward and to appreciation. That is a genuine worshiper. Finally, a genuine worshiper practices self-effacement. Self-effacement as opposed to self-promotion. There are very many people who want to promote themselves. A genuine worshiper does not come to the house of God for people to see what he's wearing. It is good to appear beautiful, to appear decent before God. God told Moses, the garment, the priestly garment you are going to make for Aaron is for beauty and for glory. So beauty is essential. Glory is necessary. Of course, the beauty and the glory of God. But a genuine worshiper does not go into the house of God to show off his new clothes or his new shoes or his new wristwatch. No, a genuine worshiper practices self-effacement. He disappears so that God can appear. He hides himself so that God can be seen. That is a genuine worshiper. In Luke chapter 22, verse 25 to 27, Jesus said to the disciples, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. Self-effacement. And that is the style of Jesus. Let us practice self-effacement. That is the attitude of a genuine worshiper. It doesn't matter. God said to me many years ago, there are certain things that God has spoken in my ears that have helped me in my journey and my walk with him. God said to me, there is no limit to what I will do with you and through you if you don't mind who gets the credit. Let me take that again. God said, there is no limit to what I will do with you and through you if you don't mind who gets the credit. Don't mind who gets the credit. Don't mind that it is your leader, your senior pastor, that is being appreciated or praised for the things that you have done or that you are doing. He is most probably in his harvest time, and you are probably in your sowing time. Keep sowing the seed of good works. Keep sowing the seed, and never mind who gets the credit. Never mind who gets praised for what you are doing. There will be no limits to what God will do with you and through you if you don't mind who gets the credit. That is the lifestyle of a genuine worshiper. Indifference to reward or appreciation and self-effacement. He hides himself for God to be seen. He does not promote himself or advance himself. He allows God to do that for him. Be a genuine worshiper. Be indifferent to reward or appreciation and hide yourself that God might be seen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift your voice and talk to God in heaven. Father, I give up the applause and the appreciation of men. for the approval of you, the living God. I prefer your approval to the applause of men. Approve me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Talk to your Father. My Lord and my God, I give up on the applause of man. I refuse to wait for the applause or the appreciation of man. I turn to you, O God. I wait for your approval. I prefer your approval to the applause of men. Approve me, O God. Approve of me and of my work and of what I do for you in the name of Jesus. I seek your approval, O God. I want your approval, O God. I refuse the applause of men. I choose the approval of you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I look up to you for reward. Reward me, O God, in this life and in the world to come. The Bible says you are the rewarder of men. I look up unto you for your reward. Reward me here on earth. Reward me, O God, when you appear in your glory, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Lord, give me the grace to serve, to wait on others, to serve, to be a genuine worshiper, to serve with the whole of my heart, in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace, O God, to serve. I receive that grace to wait on others. Jesus said, I am among you as he that serve. O God, give me that same grace also, the grace to serve others for the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. May the Lord release upon you that grace of a genuine worshiper, the grace to be indifferent to reward and appreciation of men, the grace to wait and receive by faith the approval and reward from God. May God reward you. May your services to God be rewarded, and may God's name in your life be glorified. I pray that the Lord will do great things with you and through you. I pray that there will be no limit to what God will do with you through you, in the name of Jesus. May you be rewarded here on earth, and when Christ Jesus will appear in his glory, may you not lose your reward. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral tomorrow, 7:30 a.m., the School of the Spirit, and by 8:30, worship service commences. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Do not forget to join day 11 of 30 Days of Grace later tonight at 9 p.m. And the platform is my Facebook and YouTube channel at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.